Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
Forever Dog!
We've been ready to do this thing. Are we ready to do this thing? Yo, I'm going to bring up your whole panel right now. These are some of the best, funniest people I know, some of the smartest people I know. I'm so excited to bring all of them to the stage. It's sort of serendipitous that they all happen to be in town at the same time. So this is dope. Everybody make a lot of noise. First up on the panel, the other half of the New Negroes. Good friend of mine. Everybody make a lot of noise for Open Mike Eagle. Open Michael Eagle.
Oh, you said it right.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well, except that I can't figure out this microphone situation.
Yeah, we got length issues in this building. That's the thing about Brooklyn is nothing is the right length.
I see.
Yeah.
Nobody told me that on the way into town.
Yeah. It's a very rude town. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
Yeah.
We've been doing press all day for the New Negroes.
Yeah.
Because it's premiering this Friday on Comedy Central.
Comedy Central makes some noise, everybody.
Hey, find a way to get basic cable for the next 8 weeks. All right. Please.
Basic cable, you
support
basic
for
ass.
My lifestyle.
All right, y'all, up next on the panel, very good friend of mine, one of the funniest comics in the city, hosts a Sunday show at the Knitting Factory, also one of the former hosts of Vice Live. The show is defunct. I cannot stress that enough. Everybody make a lot of noise for Marie Faustin, returning to the show. Marie. How you doing, Marie?
Wow, so I took an edible like an hour ago, and I think it's just starting to hit me right now.
You didn't share.
But you see, I'm sipping this tiny glass of rosé.
Oh, see, that's so perfect. It's like I knew. Mm-hmm. It's like I knew that you needed a buffer before you got up.
I feel like I need to sit here.
Okay, that's fine.
It is.
Yeah, well, up.
No, you're good.
Nope, no, this was fine.
Yeah, how you feeling now?
Well, you know, the show got canceled yesterday, so she has time today to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for being here again. this industry is trash! Yo, up next, we met one time at Just for Laughs in Montreal 2 years ago. Mm. That's correct? Mm-hmm. He's a very funny comic out of South Africa. Mm. You were familiar with it as a place. Currently out of London. You're still doing more shows at Soho Playhouse, right?
Yeah.
He's doing a week of shows at Soho Playhouse. What time?
9 o'clock
the rest of this week. Everybody make a lot of noise. Very funny. Luis Ogola, everyone!
Yeah.
Luis Ogola, everyone! Make some noise! you don't understand.
Thank you.
Luis, how are you doing?
I'm cool. I'm tired.
Dope. Dope. Man, look, there's not a lot of setup to be done with this show, man. Y'all, if you're familiar, if you've listened to the show before, you know I began this show because black people talk about this stuff by ourselves all the time, and we don't have a lot of power to do anything about it. So, you know, why not just bring up a representative of the white race to solve it live here in front of us. So you guys, okay, you already know how the show works, or you don't, and you don't like it. Okay, cool.
they like, bring Fat Tony back out here.
Rude. Yo,
well, yeah, y'all rude as hell. Y'all suck. But, thank you. Happy birthday, by the way, again.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, I am so excited for all the weird shit that's about to happen. Look, I guess we just gotta go ahead and get it started, man. Your next comic, your first gingerpreneur of the evening. he's a very funny man. Who knows if you'll think so after what happens. But he's about to prove himself to the black race. Everybody, make a lot of noise for Mr. Jeffrey Asmus.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, everyone. How are we?
Jeffrey, how you doing?
I'm okay. Good.
Yeah? Are you?
Very good. Yeah. It's weird. I feel like, what if I rapped now?
That would not solve racism.
It would be against the mission statement of this show. It would.
I am white, and I'm here to say.
Hey, man. Hey, man, say less. Yeah. Say less.
Ready to do it?
Oh, we're ready to do it. We're ready.
Maybe I need to go on this side. Okay. No, oh, okay. Cool.
Stand wherever feels most confrontational.
This seems good. How do we?
You want to switch mics? Is mine longer than yours?
Yeah. I think I'll be good. We'll be. You get the. I'm the white guy. I get the short mic. It makes sense. I know it. I know how this is. Thank you so much. It's funny to do comedy after music because you're reminded what the higher form of art is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot better.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, by kind of a lot.
No, yeah, I know. Okay. Like, the best comedy is as good as an okay Green Day song. Okay.
And now explain to the people who Green Day is.
How do we start this?
You press the button.
That one?
It's the one, you know. Hold on. We might have a battery issue. Ooh. Batteries.
Yay.
We can edit shows. What do you do? What do you want from me? What do you want from me? You know, just riff at them for a minute.
Okay, cool. What a This is a very different show now.
Yes. Cool. Please impress us with your beige.
I know.
You look like you're about to teach us how to use our library cards. And I am waiting.
Yeah, I need to know.
Oh, it's a riff.
No, I need to know how to use my library.
Oh, card. Yeah. I don't know. Just watch porn on it, right?
That's not a request.
That's you use it to get books, baby.
No, you get on the internet. You get
you,
on the internet.
Didn't
you go to
the library
didn't you guys go
porn?
To the library to watch porn?
No.
Okay, well. White
you
people
ain't got
are
no
weird.
Laptop in your house? My God.
Well, this is going to ruin my whole set now.
Yeah, your momentum's really killed by this, huh?
What are you supposed to be pointing that to?
Pardon? Technical difficulties.
Did you guys rehearse this?
It's called dramatic.
Bam. There
attention.
We go. It's done.
Yeah, it's ready? Okay, yay! Let's act like I didn't say that porn thing. Okay, yes, cool.
No, you're going to take that hit to your momentum and just sit
That's
in
why
it.
You never reveal your true self to anyone. Okay, let's begin. I'm not going to do this first slide. Don't worry about this. Okay, I was trying to think of, I had a hard time trying to think of ideas, but I came with an idea yesterday while I was watching Notre Dame burn down. I came with an idea. I know it's a very sad event, but I saw a silver lining. The silver lining is that even in the charred remains of Notre Dame, Jesus was finally depicted as black.
Well,
that was a very accurate thing. That was good. It's good. That's historically accurate. That's a good thing.
That's a good joke.
Yeah, that's a very good joke. That deserved way more. Okay. I mean, it was just a pile of ash, but at least it was closer to the truth, you know? So that made me think of my idea is that we need a constitutional amendment to make Jesus black again. I didn't make that image. Okay.
Let's talk about the mistakes I feel like I've made in life.
Putting me on the show.
One, and that's it.
Because, of course, we all know Jesus was black. We all know if he lived in the Middle East and he was white, that would be his greatest miracle, right? Like, that would be, like, if Jesus was white, the whole Bible would be his disciples interrupting him like, yo, dude, why are you white? You know, like, you ain't from around here, are you? You look sick, okay? Like, if Jesus was white, you might be a redneck. Like, if Jesus was white, there'd be a whole chapter about how only the Son of God can pull off socks and sandals, right? Like, it'd be like something like that. Okay, one more. If Jesus was white, If Jesus was white, there'd be like a part in the Bible where Jesus is like, oh, guys, I can't preach today. I forgot to wear the SPF 50 yesterday. You know, the Son of God got roasted by the Son of God. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I forgot the next line. All right. Oh, yeah, the second part of this idea is that we need to go around America and the world, I guess, in general, and we have to repaint all statues of Jesus and paintings of Jesus as black. I think, oh yeah, this is me in Israel. We do burn. okay. Oh, that wasn't supposed to be there. Okay, well, okay. Oh, so it would have been funnier if it was revealed after the setup, but now it's there. And the person who has to go around America repainting all the churches, I think, should be Dylan Roof. Be like, if you're going to shoot up a black church, you little bitch, you have to go around and make every church black. You know, like, that could not have gone worse. you know? I realized that was the one I was like, maybe don't do that. Okay, and you live and you learn, don't you? Okay. Well, on to the next slide. Oh, yeah. I don't want to look at his face anymore. Oh, yeah, right. I think a white church, they should still be allowed to have a white Jesus statue as long as they make it depict the ugliest white person they know. You know, like white people will get over racism real quick if we have to worship a disgusting two. You know? Poor Wood, am I right?
I'm gonna just get a selfie of me being mad at you.
I'm doing great. You might be thinking, what is the punishment for a white person if they refuse to believe that Jesus was black? And I'm going to answer that question. How do you punish someone who willingly goes to white church every week? Isn't that the greatest punishment of all? Like, have you ever been to white church? That shit's slower than civil rights. Like, my God. Like, all pedophile priests are always white because they need something to do, you know?
This is like Bernie Sanders.
What was that?
That looks like Bernie.
Oh, yeah, he's saying, next kid, please. And of course, the punishment for every white person is that we go to hell. Like, that's the punishment. You know that statistically, non-white people are more religious because they know there's no white people in heaven. they're like, Lord, I'll do whatever you want as long as I never have to listen to a ukulele cover of Superstitious again. The next part, this is about how I expected it would go. Next part, white people, we cannot say Jesus anymore. We have to say black Jesus. I think that'll make some interesting protest signs. I don't know. This does imply that black Jesus hates gay people. Of course, that's not true, but at least they're saying Jesus is black, and this podcast is only about one type of hate. we can't solve everything with one podcast.
No, don't put that on us.
That's the podcast's fault. That's the podcast's fault, not mine.
No.
Okay, of course, this idea leaves out some groups of white people who might not be Christian. And of course, if you're white and not Christian, your religion is generally yoga. That's your religion. And so in order to make white Buddhists uncomfortable, we have to change the names of poses in yoga, like the a couple people like it.
Is that a real meetup group?
That is a real thing. This woman got in a lot of trouble, thankfully. It already passed, in case you wanted to go.
It says February 11th.
February 11th.
So during Black History Month.
Yeah. I did not read that. That's funny. So I think we got to, change yoga poses to make white Buddhists uncomfortable. First of all, white Buddhists, that's a horrifying thing to say. Who's your guru, Mr. Beatles song? We have to change poses to make them more uncomfortable. Like, the instructor will be like, okay, well, we just finished the downward dog, and now we got to get into the Martin Luther King was murdered by the FBI pose. Okay, everyone. Now imagine that you're the FBI sniper in Memphis, and I know it's hard to relax because it's always hard to relax when the government's continually betraying you. Now breathe out. Okay. What's the next one? Oh, yeah, we have to, like, make gurus give white people different mantras now to make them understand their privilege. Like, a guru would be like, okay, Becky, this is your mantra. You got to repeat this whenever you feel uncomfortable in life. You got to be like, America was built on black corpses. Not funny, but just changes people's mind. Or like, black women are better than me. Black women are better than me. Okay, I thought I'd get you back with that one maybe a little more. I was hoping for
it. I don't know that you did, but
no, I didn't. I made a really bad one, and then I thought I made a good one, but they were both bad, and isn't that what comedy's all about? Okay. The last thing, of course, we left out. We left out the white Jews. What can they do? What can white Jews do to be less racist? Of course, they can do one thing. They can leave Ilan alone. Okay, right? Oh, ends on applause. Who would have thought that? And that's my idea for making the world a little bit better.
Oh, boy. Well,
this is a spotlight on the disparity between white people's comfort at home versus in public. There was not a single black person looking over your shoulder when you made that, huh?
I can't know.
I like that you did not break your stride once. You didn't.
Thank you. You bombed confidently, you know?
If I was white, I would not agree to do this. I'd be like, fuck it, I'm going to stay at home.
Hey, y'all feel free to pitch in, man. This is the time. This is the time.
Yeah, roast.
What do we think?
So, he's going to paint all the Jesuses black?
Yes.
What's your timeline for this?
He has 1 year or he's executed. I think he's going to be executed anyways, but it'll be sooner.
Wait, so hold on.
So it's all the black Jesuses that he can paint very unenthusiastically in a year?
Right. Well, and also, what kind of paint we using? Like, what kind of Sherman Williams?
I didn't pick it out yet.
You gonna blackface Jesus, or you gonna make like him like a
brown?
Well,
it's not blackface. I thought because his face is black. It's like oopsie face.
But I'm saying, what color? You gonna give him like a mocha glow? You gonna make him?
Are you trying to do?
You gonna make him light skin? Like how black? You gonna?
Yeah, I don't know if you want to go jet black.
How black is the God that you serve?
We trying to do a Mr. Popo Jesus?
Right. Little pink lip? That's not going to work.
Right. Because if you're going to paint the skin, you got to paint the lips.
You trying to do a Virginia Governor Jesus?
He's the backup.
That one's for y'all.
Hey, that guy's still the governor.
Yeah, right? Oh, boy. Look.
Okay, now, does that include baby Jesus, like around Christmas time? They gotta paint all the nativity babies.
Yeah, I don't think he changed during his life.
I mean, Michael Jackson did.
No.
True.
He started out a black man and ended a beautiful white woman.
Just to be clear, we gotta also make Mary black.
That'd
be weird.
I definitely have walked around Brooklyn. I saw her holding a little black Jesus, and then on the other side of this poster, white Mary. How did it happen?
Divine interracial intervention. That's a category on YouPorn, I think.
It's divine foster care.
What about the Jesuses on necklaces? Like Jesus peace Jesuses.
Oh, yeah,
gold Jesus?
Yeah. How do you paint my gold black?
Only if you want it to be.
No, this is where you lost confidence. No, this is fear. This is fear.
I'm trying to pander now.
I don't know if this fixes racism.
The part that I kind of harped on, or that stuck with me is that you're gonna make all just Jesus black as a concept, but still call him Black Jesus, which implies there's still a white Jesus somewhere. What do we do with him?
Burn him.
Wow. Oh, man.
Oh, okay. I thought people would be for that.
That's the thing. Burning people and things is usually
not
on
good.
On the racism side of
things.
not yeah. to fix it racism.
True.
Yeah.
Side of things.
Yeah, right. Jeff, how do you feel like you did?
W for white. very far past F. I think I did fine.
Hey, man, we can just delete the past 10 minutes. We can.
Yeah,
we
that
can
would
edit.
Be cool.
We can edit
that
this out.
Fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
We can fix it in post.
I think you can do better, because you're better than that. But I wouldn't say you did fine.
True, true.
I think
oh, you're right, you're right.
Yeah. I'd say
I'll do that.
I'd say you did.
It happened, with right? That, yeah.
With a little blank after did. That was the implication. Okay, what do we think, crowd? What do we think? Thumbs up, just vocally, thumbs up, thumbs down. Gotcha.
Oh my
cool.
God.
Nice. Oh my God. This feels good. This felt good.
We should all go to the next white women yoga. We should just show up.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm trying to get my vinyasa together.
Yeah, y'all got a meetup membership? Y'all on meetup? We on meetup? What's going on?
I mean, would they kick you out? Like, what would they do? What would they do?
Right, would they kick us out?
I don't think they can.
I don't think so either.
I feel like just yeah. physically.
They might.
I mean, they might try to kick us out, and we could all be like, nah, I'ma stay.
Okay.
That,
Hey, Jeff, thank you so much. Everybody make some noise for Jeff.
I'm sorry.
Any, whatever noise you choose. Can I have the remote? Hey, well, off to a start.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow, there's a... Oh man, there was more, Jeff. There was more
a
to this.
A rewards program for white people based on how many people of color friends you have.
Oh man.
One free mass
shooting. No, Jeff, go up. No.
Paint white kids
so
blue.
Much? There
paint
was so
them
much
blue.
There was
oh,
so.
Oh my I, God.
That, now knowing what we know, I feel like you left on a high note, Jeff. You left on a high. Wow. Whoo, boy. Oh, God. Hey, look, man. Oh. Hey, Jeff, you on the spectrum?
Just. Yes.
Okay, well, I feel like, give you some points, take some points from me for asking. Okay. Well, let's move on. I hope our next contestant feels a little bit more confident. I don't know. Well, we're going to keep it moving. Up next, your next gentrepreneur for this evening. Very funny comic. You've seen him on Comedy Central. There's a half hour out there. Everybody make a lot of noise for Casey James Salengo. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Great to see you. Thank you for having me, everybody. Thanks for putting Jeff first. I thought I was going to be the whitest guy out here, but I look like goddamn Isaac Hayes compared to him. Holy shit. Jeff.
I think we've plateaued. I think we
plateaued.
We're
what do I refer to the panel as? I know on Shark Tank they call them sharks, but I don't feel comfortable.
Let's not even ask them.
No, all right. Okay.
Call us by our names.
Michael. What's up? You doing? Everybody is here? All right. Well, let's get going. I'm not confident at all, so thank you. I did not make a PowerPoint.
It's probably for the best.
I haven't done homework since fourth grade, so just been guiding on white privilege for 25 years. Well, all right. Here we go. So my plan here is White History Month. Thank you very much. Have a good night. All right. Now there's more to it.
Man, I got bad friends.
Yeah. You asked me to do this. I don't know why I'm doing it. I got three free drinks out of it. So White History Month. But the thing is, because all races are asked for White History Month. It's what they always want. But the White History Month is we're reflecting on all the horrible things white people have done. It's not a celebration. It's a reflection of the horrors and terrors that we've inflicted on everyone else in the world. I was thinking the month would be January. Because it's cold. It's long. It's dark. It's kind of like the Tuesday of months. You're like, fuck, I want to die. This is never going to end. It's cold, as I said. And everybody's reflecting already. It's a new year. So I think, like, every day, white people have to reflect on a new horrible thing that they've done. January 1st, you know, everyone gets a day off. They're drunk, hungover. It's fine. January 2nd, we reflect on the horrors of slavery and, you know, Jim Crow laws, everything we've done to be horrible to black people in general. Day 2, maybe the band Train. Day three, maybe the, you know, the rape and pillage of the Native American people, what we did to their land, Christopher Columbus. We took their land, we killed their people. Day four, I'm thinking the Keytar. let me refer back to my thing here. I should have made a PowerPoint. Let's see. Day five, maybe. I'm not going to say all the days because I don't have 30. But then we have cultural appropriation, all the stuff we've taken from other races, all the things we've taken, made our own, and not giving credit to the people that are due. And then Hitler. So Hitler's bad. The Trail of Tears, I believe I already said that. That ties into the Native American thing. After that, Sharknado. So Sharknado is pretty bad when you think about it. After that, we're going to do, now it's just dumb stuff. Oh, serial killers, mass shooters. Most of those people are white people, just inflicting these horrible murders upon so many people. It's disgusting. What's that? White men, absolutely. White women, you're golden. I love you. You're beautiful. Beautiful people. Lift them up. Lift them up. Sing their praises. White women, praise be to you. Is that what we're going for? Is that, after that, the unequal education system, all the things we've put in place to make it harder for other races to get a fair education, lift ourselves up. You know, Donald Trump, he gets a day. Sure, he's probably the worst of all of us. After that, all the Teds, just guys named Ted. We got Bundy, we got Cruz, we got Danson. He did blackface one time. You remember that? That was ill-advised, Ted. He was great on Fargo, though. You should check that out. But after that, what have we got? Ferrets. We domesticated ferrets. Who the fuck thought that was a good idea? They're all squirrely. They smell bad. They hide in little toilet paper tubes. Miracle Whip. What the fuck is that? Do you like Miracle Whip?
Love
Miracle Whip. Oh, so, well, I didn't. That's something I didn't know about the black community, I guess. Do you guys like Miracle Whip? Is this a... I'm sorry, I shouldn't ask you guys. I shouldn't.
Hold on.
Praise be.
Hold
praise
on.
Be to the white woman. Lift her up. Sing her name. Sing her name. Beth. Beth. What a lovely... What do you have to say about Miracle Whip?
I will just say that we are not a monolith. But,
yes, yes.
But,
not a monolith.
But, yes.
Okay. It's too tangy for me. I'm sorry. I've got soft white taste buds. I can't. The Catholic Church is a horrible religion that's, you know, raped children, covered up things for so many years. After that, the Baldwins, Stephen, Alec, the rest, a disgusting fat-faced group of Irish actors that have infiltrated our entertainment system for so many years. The NRA, we've got fedoras, we've got Green Book. We've got the bad parts of Michael Jackson. You can keep the music. You can keep the beautiful child times. We'll take the child rape. We'll take the nose falling off. Ventriloquists. Cruise ships. Opioids. How do we feel about opioids? Are those good? One guy likes them? All right, hit me up after
sorry,
the show.
Man. Oh, sorry, sorry. I don't know what opioids are.
Opioids are like heroin, pain pills.
Oh, I got you.
Do you like those?
We don't have a big pharmaceutical drug company.
sure.
So I don't know the drugs off by top of my head.
Okay, I'm talking Percocets. I'm talking.
South Africa sounds great.
Yeah. let's see. Calling 911, not necessarily. A lot of people are doing that a lot. That's very bad. Mad About You. What a dumb fucking show.
Hey.
Oh, all right. Mad About You is great. Praise be to Helen Hunt. What an honor. Yeah. Our white goddess, Helen Hunt.
Must-see TV.
Must-see TV. It was beautiful. It was ahead of its time. What a show. I put that in the wrong category, of course. And I think, clearing your throat when you're mad, you're just going, yeah, that. That's over. The Ku Klux Klan, of course, gentrification, and I think Land's End Clothing. And Carson Daly. So January, we'll end on Carson Daly, and then we're going to be so full of white guilt that we're ready to welcome Black History Month and just bask in the plentiful glow of everything that black people have created and made for us and made our lives so much better and easier. Thank you so much. I love you all so dearly. Praise be to Beth and Helen Hunt and every person here. Thank you so much.
Oh, man. See, I feel like I feel like you revised your list based on how Jeff did. I feel like you had. I feel like it was a lot worse. I feel like it was going to be a lot worse.
It was a lot of Black Jesus stuff. I'm like, no, delete, delete. No, this didn't go well. No, that was the whole list. Nothing. I wasn't really listening to Jeff. But yeah, that was a lot.
So what happens if people don't want to, like, if they just don't do it?
If they just don't do it, there's jail time. There's a 10-day jail time if you're not feeling bad, if there'll be lie detector tests set up.
10 days.
Yes,
10 days.
10 days.
So you get to sit out a third of White History Month?
No. You have to do it in summer.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I did not do a lot of work beforehand. I'm so sorry, folks. But
you have
summertime.
Okay, they send you to jail for 10 days in the summer.
Yes, yes, it's very
okay,
hot.
So peak okay. Jitney season.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
What she said.
Right. Mm.
I feel like you should just go to jail by default.
All right, yep, sign me up, baby.
I feel like just the whole month.
take me to jail right now. I'll go. Yeah,
I feel like
sure.
It has to be a jail like with a West Indian man as the warden, because he's not gonna put the heat on. He's gonna tell him to put on more clothes. He's gonna be like, put on some socks. That, yes, winter jail.
Like, close the cell, you letting all the cold air.
Right.
There's bars.
This
what?
Is brilliant. This is brilliant stuff.
I don't know. This is all very American to me.
Did I lose you a miracle whip?
Yeah, because I'm finding it very hard to keep up. I don't know half the fucking shows you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, sure.
And yeah, I mean, listen, like you said, blackness is not
monolithic. Yeah.
And. So sometimes I just go, well, I'm South African, I'm black. Most of the time I can't relate to her. Like, I feel weird when I'm talking to black Americans sometimes because they don't get, like, I'll tell you, on Saturday I was having drinks with some friends. Uh-huh. They were all ordering Hennessy, and I said, can I have some wine? And everyone's like, look at this bougie motherfucker. And I was like, I drink wine, man. It's not a big deal. So.
No.
So what I'm saying, this is what I'm saying. I think what I'm saying is like, this is all very American to me.
So you're saying you don't think this is going to work in South Africa? White History Month.
Probably not.
I feel like, first of all, I think you're just talking about toxic masculinity. That's,
no,
that's everywhere.
I'm just talking about everything.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm.
That was a weird example.
Of what? Of
Hennessy versus wine? I feel like wine is fine.
Wine
is great.
Wine
you
is
should
fine.
Have been there on Saturday to defend
yeah.
me.
You know
who else
got
likes
bad
wine?
Friends.
Who else likes wine is white women.
Yeah.
Ooh, white women.
Oh, they love a good Sancerre.
They love wine.
A Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay, a good Sauvignon Blanc.
What a beautiful people, white women.
I think this is not the worst idea, especially compared to the first idea.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
It's not the worst idea, but I think you got to dig a little deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You brought up the keytar. No, no, sir.
No,
have you heard of one Jimmy Jam and other Terry Lewis? What are you doing?
I'm so sorry.
What are you doing?
Herbie Hancock, even.
Thank you.
Herbie
come on.
Hancock.
My apologies. Praise be to the keytar.
And
beautiful instrument.
And I think that by day five, you're already on Sharknado. You can't go from Hitler to Sharknado. There's lots of stuff in between Hitler and Sharknado.
Right, right.
He's like softening the blow. Yeah.
I want to keep people on their toes. They don't know what's going to come. So it's reported every morning. Well, you have to feel bad about that day, and you don't know if it's going to be the worst thing or if it's going to be a light thing. So that's
they
that's
can't have light days early.
No.
All right, no light days early.
No.
How about no light days at all? How about white people don't deserve light days? It's only hard days for the rest of time.
No, you're
praise be. What?
No, now you're pandering. Now you're pandering.
I like the pandering.
Now my question is how will the white people get their notifications via like emergency text? Like today we thinking about Central Park Five.
About an app?
I would say we would gather to collect it, but a gathering white people rarely goes well.
No.
So I would say an emergency text, sent only.
Who's
but
doing
it's sent to everybody.
Who's doing the teaching of these things that we're supposed to learn?
Well,
right.
It's going to be a lot of people, a lot of higher ups, a lot of fat cats in Washington, maybe Colin Powell.
Colin Powell.
I don't know.
Colin Powell.
Colin would probably do
I don't know.
He would. He absolutely would.
Yeah, he'll do it.
Condoleezza Rice. Okay, now do black folks also get these alerts so we know what y'all are thinking about?
Absolutely.
Or what y'all should be reflecting on?
Yeah, so you can remind us in the street. Well, if you feel like people aren't feeling bad enough and you just want to, if you want to tell people, like, what about fucking Green Book? Remember that, asshole? And they're like, oh, yeah. I wasn't thinking about it. So yeah.
What's Green Book, the movie?
It was the book that won the Oscar this year. It's a long line of films about black people and white people getting along through, like, oh, this white guy said he was okay, but there are much better films. Black Klansman should have won. It was the greatest film of the year. I'm not just saying that to pander. It was my favorite. Anyway, I feel like I should leave after saying... I feel worse saying positive things.
I enjoyed Green Book.
I'm going to... You like Green Book?
Hey, yeah. You're doing great.
Well, what am I? Well, Green Book was a beautiful film. Praise be to Viggo Mortensen.
No.
What a powerful actor.
Black people can disagree, man. It's okay.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Like, I like Green Book. I mean, I just like, because I'm not a movie person. I watched it on the plane, and I was like, oh, this is
on the plane?
Yeah, on the airplane.
I also watched
it on a plane.
Oh, you
couldn't really see how terrible the movie was on that tiny-ass screen.
Did you like it?
I watched it on the plane also, just so maybe black people are a monolith. but I did watch it, and I'm not a fan.
All right.
Not a fan.
I was just like, this is a cool movie, and then I moved on with my life. I didn't even know it had an Oscar.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I was like, oh, okay, cool. This is okay.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. That's fantastic. I love film and I love cinema. I love enjoying yourself on a plane. I love it.
What was the beef with the movie? I didn't understand. I don't understand. I need to understand.
It's told from the perspective of the white driver, but it's supposed to be the story about the black man. They didn't consult his family,
right?
Because it's based on a true story.
And it's
so they didn't even talk to the black dude.
Inaccurate.
The white guy's son produced it or something and was like, but my dad said this happened. And then my dad introduced him to jazz. And it was just,
he forced the black dude to eat fried chicken. That was just weird.
It doesn't sound like a good movie.
No.
I didn't see it.
See, I didn't see it. So here's my thing. Because I don't have the context of that. I'm just watching it.
Yeah.
Did he force him to eat fried chicken?
In the movie?
He
suggested it. I'm not. It was a
strong suggestion.
But it was like an authenticity type suggestion.
Hold on,
right? I didn't see it, but I just heard people talk about
it. This is what I'm saying to you. What I'm saying to you is, I live in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
The idea of fried chicken is not offensive to black people in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
Like if you come to America, like there's...
It's not offensive to me either.
Yeah,
I love fried chicken.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think it's just weird.
It's weird that a white dude forced suggested.
But do you understand why a person who lives in Johannesburg doesn't get why that's offensive?
Yeah, of course.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, y'all like the movie out there. Cool, cool, cool.
I like the movie.
Okay.
Not everyone.
I haven't seen it.
I also have not seen it.
Probably not good.
I also have not seen it.
I, now that everyone else has said so, have not seen it.
that's great.
What movie are we talking about?
I forgot.
Moonlight.
The Matrix.
Moonlight was cool.
Moonlight was great.
Is there a problem with Moonlight?
No, zero problems.
No, it's
fine.
Moonlight's great.
Except the weird Oscar mix-up.
Yeah.
But other than that, everything was great.
Yeah,
a lot of the stuff around it. Well, okay, Casey, how do you feel like you've done?
Fine as well. Thank you all for being a part of this and for listening to me. And Helen Hunt and Viggo Mortensen, great actors. What?
Does the panel have any parting thoughts?
What if you run out of data and you don't? It should be like calendars or something. Like it should be, you know what I mean? Like, what if you ain't got no data or your phone is dead? How do you get? You know, we don't need to talk about it. It's not gonna happen. But I'm asking real questions.
I would say there'd be some sort of system where it's spread across on the television. So it's spread on the television all across. It's a multimedia platform.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah,
cute. I see what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you. I also didn't hear you mention Felicity, but I feel like that should be.
Felicity
also,
is a beautiful show,
I've
and I will
never
not
seen
besmirch.
That show, but I feel like it should be on there.
She followed her love
or
to
like
college.
Gilmore Girls, I feel like that should be on there. I don't
know. Gilmore Girls.
Another show I haven't seen.
She likes Gilmore Girls. All right, the crowd's rifting apart quickly.
Torn apart by Gilmore Girls.
Did I? I don't. I think.
You have a question or a parting thought?
a parting thought. I don't know.
Sounds like.
I think no.
Yeah,
listen. Good luck with that idea.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, Casey James Salengo, everyone, make some noise.
Thanks a lot. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, bud.
I'm learning so much.
Yeah, I think the show is on an incline. I think we're on an upward slope. Casey did a great job, I think. You guys agree?
Wow.
So you guys are divided. This side of the room, I feel like, likes Casey a lot more than this side. Okay. Make some noise for Casey. I swear to God, you guys. I feel like you did great. I feel like you did fine. It was an improvement. It was a strong improvement, which is all you can ask for. Next up on the panel is one of the funniest comedians in the city. She's been on the show before. She's very funny. Got a lot of great ideas. Everybody make a lot of noise for Remy Casimir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you for being here.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for being here on your birthday.
Oh.
Thank you for standing up for white women. Unintentionally, as it may be.
Well, hey, Remy, how are you feeling? How are you?
I didn't write as many jokes. I just came up with a plan.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. That's perfect.
Okay.
That's perfect. You've been through a lot today, so.
my house flooded. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I wanted to come here because solving problems.
Because house flooded.
Yeah.
You don't wanna be in a flooded house.
Exactly.
Right.
This is way better.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So my last idea that I did on the podcast was something that could never happen.
Uh-huh.
So this is something that I think is way more plausible.
Yes.
And I think that we need to be the change that we'd like to see in the world, right? Mm-hmm. So I...
Somebody's not with it.
No? Not a Gandhi
Wait,
fan.
No.
Okay.
Gandhi hates
Did he?
That is true.
Oh,
that is a fact.
Mother Teresa, like, too, right? Yeah. Didn't she?
Mother Teresa!
Yeah.
Look, she is dead to me.
And to everyone else.
And to everybody else. Mother Teresa hated black people?
We're talking about people from the past. Baby. You're not familiar?
Yeah, but Mother Teresa, she was cool with Princess Diana. Did Princess Diana not like black people?
Princess Diana was white.
Right, but Princess Diana, I'm saying, did Princess Diana not like, you know what, sis, we're taking from your time.
It's okay.
You know, go ahead.
It's okay.
No, please.
I love you.
Reclaim your time.
Yeah,
okay.
But hold on.
Okay.
There's a conversation, like, so you have like a whole generation of people asking peculiar questions, like if I go on Complex and I... Read the shit. People are talking about, did an album age badly?
Yeah.
There's a lot of retrospective reviewing, which I find dumb, because the shit is dope when it's dope. Do you understand what I mean? So if you think of Gandhi, yeah, I know. But
come on, Brandon, with the facts.
And it was never dope.
Yeah, but I'm saying that he was also a pacifist, which is the way I like my racists.
I can agree with that.
So, okay, I'll take that.
I'll go
yeah,
there.
I accept that.
Yeah, I'll go there. I'll take that.
I'll go there.
This is what I'm... This.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
Okay.
Very fair.
So,
all right. Yeah.
So if you look at the way Jesus died on the cross, it seems fucking brutal.
Yeah.
But if you think of it at the time, it was a normal way for someone to get sentenced. So we can't.
What?
Do you understand?
Do you understand what
I'm saying? I understand what you're saying. But
no, but you can't retrospectively judge shit from your time. Mm. You have to take a lot of context into the shit that's happening.
Yes, but Mother Teresa was alive in the 90s.
Yeah. I'm talking. Mother.
That's my time.
That's Color of Friendship.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But I'm not talking about
South Africa.
I'm not talking about particular cases.
Okay.
You guys remember the Color of Friendship?
Yes.
Yeah. South Africa. Yes.
I'm not talking about particular. I'm just talking about the general idea of retrospective judgment.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Like Monday morning quarterbacking. Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, I think that's what I'm saying.
So if you're gonna say Gandhi, he was also actively fighting for the rights of his people at the time. So you can't just be like. I think you have to consider both things.
Big Gandhi fan. Okay, yeah, we got it.
I think you have to consider both things.
All right.
I mean, you know.
But back to the plan.
Sorry.
All right.
You do you.
I should shut the fuck up.
No, you're amazing.
Keep doing you.
Walking your truth or whatever.
This is the greatest conversation of all time.
Remy, how you gonna fix racism?
Okay. The plan. All right. So to make a change that is real, I think we have to start with something fake. And what is faker than Hollywood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hollywood is very fake. We just gave an Oscar to a black movie that was started by all white men. Mm-hmm. That's not great.
Green Book.
The best show. Green Book. Green Book, which you loved. I'm sorry. So currently we are living in America, we are all in New York. It's known as this like melting pot, you know, but reasonably not a melting pot, more like a chopped shout salad that never got shaken up. You know, there's like people in all their areas and maybe some mix kind of, but not. Mm-mm. And that's because our TV shows, even Bravo, even Bravo,
even patron
are
saint
still
Bravo.
Pretty segregated. Like you have Bravo. Bravo Night, Beverly Hills, New York. And then one night a week, that is Black Night on Bravo, Atlanta. And
also Potomac. Is that still on? Potomac's still on?
Potomac and Married to Medicine and Married to Medicine LA. All on the same day.
Okay, all married to doctors though, sis. Ow.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm lost too. So I'm entirely lost.
Anyway. But so we need to shake up the salad. You know, like... There can't be white movies. There can't be Crazy Rich Asians, which is literally a movie just about Asians, and then Tyler Perry movies that people are like, no, that's a black movie. No, no. We need to shake up the movies so there are no race movies, race shows. Every show should be like The Good Place.
Mm. That's a pretty white show.
If you think of the four main characters... They are all different races. And then the ancillary characters, Ted Danson, who is white and does have a main character role, plays a demon.
True.
Balance.
Right.
The show's been on for 5 years. Catch up.
5 years?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. The Good Place. Like, oh, you've never seen The Good
Kristen,
Place?
Kristen Bell?
You've never heard of The Good Place?
Ted Danson, blackface, right?
No, no, no. I'm saying, but he played a demon. So it...
Well, same thing.
Right, same.
But if he's getting a role, it's going to be an evil role.
Ah.
What I'm saying is there needs to be a system, a point system, with every show, every movie, and it needs to disperse... All as many races as possible in the same thing. So if you want your lead actress to be white, okay, that's 50 points. You have to have other races filling all the other roles. You guys get no.
So a white woman is 50 points?
How many?
Wait.
No, no, no. The lead role. The lead role.
Since I'm not really good with math, it's only 50 other points left.
Well, not percentage points.
But like
NBA points where somebody can have 40,000 and somebody could have two.
Sure, exactly.
Hold on.
I don't.
Is that
in their career? In their entire career.
No. It's per production.
Show.
Yeah. So if you want your two main characters to be right, white, how many points do you start?
Out of 100?
This is where I don't know. I haven't thought this far into my plan.
Mm.
And I thought you guys could maybe help with this part.
I bet you did.
I did.
There's got to be some kind of scoring. You got to be able to win the game somehow.
Yeah, I don't. Are these like golf points or are they basketball points? Are we going? Are they good or bad?
Points are just like, okay, so let's say a movie has
like
20 different roles.
Okay,
20 different roles.
Okay.
There's three leads.
Okay.
There's three secondary leads.
Uh-huh, so six.
And no, like a junior
lead. So three
lead.
And then three.
Yeah, you know, like uh-huh. best supporting leads.
Yes, yes, yes.
Sure. And then the rest are like core. So then, based on the percentages, you have to distribute the roles to people of different races.
Welcome to Whose Mans Is It Anyway, where everyone's white and the points don't matter.
No!
Whose Mans Is It Anyway?
That's fucking funny as shit.
And if they don't make their quota, they are fined, and whichever race is slighted the most gets that money to a charity that supports that race.
What about the writers?
Oh, okay, let's talk about the rooms.
Let's talk about the rooms.
Must be also.
And the producers.
Also the makeup artists and the people who do hair.
Yes.
That's real. Yes. That's super real.
You know what? I'm going to just do my hair at home.
Everybody in the production.
Let's start with hair and maybe build out from there. Just
right, a black hairstylist is 50 points.
I don't know what the points
means. Oh, y'all not seen it.
I'm still not clear on the points.
But if you're doing my hair, that's 80 points.
Whatever a lot is, if you got black hairstylists, it's a lot.
The points just correlate to screen time.
Oh.
Oh. So 50 points for Zooey Deschanel?
No.
Hold on. Zooey Deschanel is a treasure. Thank you very much.
A treasure for whom?
Do not know, but someone.
How you feel about Zooey Deschanel?
I have no idea what that is. But I understand what you're saying. I've understood you from since you uttered your first words.
Thank you.
I understand what you fucking saying.
Since you've Thank uttered you. Your first word.
Okay, so now is this you're saying this, Remy, from movies and television?
Yes. Yes.
I enjoyed Crazy Rich Asians. I thought it was a fine
film.
Too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we can't get no more of those movies?
I just think that there's an incentive for people who are already racist to not watch those movies and realize how great they are.
Okay.
So that if they saw it was like a more mixed bag of nuts, they wouldn't be like, oh, that's an Asian movie, that's not for me. Or that's a black movie, that's not for me. Or that's a white movie, that's not for me. It'll make people see more people being characters that they can relate to, that they can look up to. If you don't see a president of your race or your gender or whatever, like you think maybe that's not possible, but we're giving more roles, more mm-hmm. opportunities, more people.
Okay, so now how you feel about cartoons?
Ooh.
Okay, because sometimes they be blue, they
yeah.
be yellow.
Yeah.
Three fingers, five
yeah.
fingers.
Right. That is
sometimes
a good
they have four
question.
Fingers.
That is a great question.
Right. Now that we have a... Now that our palates are all cleansed, what do we feel about this idea?
Well, look,
I've forgotten the idea.
I think there is something to be said about, like, it's not just about representation. It's not just about seeing people who look like you, but it's also about being able to witness and experience stories that resonate with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in different cultural spaces, in different socioeconomic statuses, mm-hmm. all of that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's certain stories that have to be told within that community for that community.
Sure.
And it's not to say that anybody's necessarily yes. excluded from it,
yeah.
but there is some value in that too.
Definitely.
So we got to make sure we continue to hold that up as well.
Yeah. Which
right.
is why, like, if, yes, but, like, they're under my new regime.
regime.
There wouldn't be that many period pieces focused on white history anymore.
Yep. That's real.
Because we already have those. So it would, you have to find other parts of history where other people had real lives and real stories
That's
to
real.
Tell.
See, I'm going to tell y'all, I don't watch Game of Thrones. I'm going to tell y'all that very boldly and bravely. Nice. I don't fuck with that shit.
Wow.
I second that.
It. Not now, not
Black
ever.
Black people are a monolith. All
right, look.
I watch Game of Thrones.
And
I watch
cool.
it on fast forward for the sex and the fight.
Hey, if that's what you're in for, do that. And I'm not, you know, if people want to fuck with that, that's fine. But what I always feel like when I see things that reflect what appear to me to be,
European medieval time shit. I'm like, what the fuck was going on in Africa then? Can we get that story? What was going on in Asia then?
Yeah.
Can we get like?
Because it's like it's not like they didn't exist. It just doesn't get enough viewership. Exactly.
They do exist in that universe. 90% of them are slaves.
Yes. So they are on the show.
They are on the show.
But at least if they're cast, I wouldn't want slaves to be the biggest role, but at least you'd see the story.
Oh, I wasn't trying to put that on you, by the way.
Well, here's my question for you then.
Yeah.
My question, because that show is based on books. So now when people are writing books, they got to write, like, okay, I got to get a black person in here. I got to get an Asian person in here. I got to get a brown person. Like, that's what you're saying for books too? Art?
I think also you don't really necessarily have to write a character with a race. You could just say on your casting call, 25 gorgeous person, and it who knows who shows up.
Me.
We're just happy to watch
25 gorgeous.
We're just happy to watch her.
I need a job. opened up. Right, because like when Hunger Games came out and like some girl
but
was
that's a dystopian
black
thing.
In the movie, people were like, in the book, she not black. Like people
Shut
get upset
up.
About
it's a
things
fake
that are not
world.
Real.
Yeah,
in a fake world, anybody should be able to be anything. That's fucked up. Game of Thrones is not based on any medieval society with dragons.
Right.
Like there should be.
It took too long to get a black Spider-Man. Too long!
Yeah.
And he was a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Look, I think, first of all.
I also have one more.
Yes.
This
please.
Is bad.
Please
because
step
we don't
lightly.
Like
please
the guy.
Please step lightly. Shit.
No.
Combustible
no,
in
no,
this
no.
motherfucker.
We all agree.
Yes, it's
goddamn.
No, this is. I just. Because I like you. I think you're a very nice audience, and this is a thought that I had. Here you go. We all think Louis C.K. sucks. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He did one thing in his show that I thought was really interesting was he made the mother of his children a black woman and the children were still white and he never addressed it because it didn't fucking matter.
I mean, it was
and
weird.
It was weird as fuck.
Their hair was real straight. I was like, that's the mom?
But it was, I don't know. I think it would be cool to just see more families and not explain it and be like, that's a family. Like,
yeah. I think I agree with you to an extent. I think the way he did it was weird. But I think just stop putting black people in shit to say you have a black person in it.
Yeah.
Or just stop being like, here's our black, you know?
Yeah.
I think there is some credence to that. And I think that there is value to just doing shit and not apologizing for it. Stop apologizing for your presence as a black person and stop apologizing for other people's presence as black people. So there's that. Little nugget.
Remy, thank you for trying to do the Lord's work tonight.
Thank you so much, Remy.
Thanks.
Make some noise for Remy Kastner,
everyone.
Thank you
for tolerating me.
Thank you so much. All right. Well.
It's all in me now.
Well. Yeah, the energy's all there.
White woman yoga real fast. I
got to stretch. Woo. It's hot. It's hot in this room. It's been hot.
It is getting hot in here.
And look, I got to apologize to my friend after this for putting him into this energy. We got one more gentrepreneur for you guys. Are you ready?
Are you serious? No way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, couldn't get worse.
Who is brave enough to step into this pile of shit?
I would have quit. But
I'd have went to the bathroom forever, too.
Man. Well, look, it's just me and Mike. It's just me and Mike for a second.
All right. I'm used to representing my race. It's
just
fine.
Just cut this here. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna bring up your last entrepreneur of this evening. Things are gonna be normal. Things are gonna be calm. Things are gonna be fine. Everybody, make a lot of noise for my good friend. He's returning to the show for the third time. Look, let's just do it. Make a lot of noise for James Hamilton, everyone.
Hello.
James, how we doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, you feel good about what you've walked into?
I feel okay. Yeah, I feel.
Yeah,
I feel
you would.
All right.
You would.
Can I go get a drink and come back for real?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just took the second half of my edible.
I wondered if that's what was happening.
I saw her do it and got real jealous.
Yeah.
I needed to go get another drink.
I don't have any more. Don't ask.
I don't even smoke weed, but I wish I did. I wish I did.
Great.
James, what's going on? What's going on?
You know, not a lot. I feel like a lot, actually, but, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot is actually going on, but we're all here, you know.
We're present.
So I want to solve a particular issue that I feel like is keeping us from solving racism as a whole. Uh-huh. I want to solve the issue of white accountability.
Okay.
So what I mean by this is that we spend a lot of time explaining to white people why things are racist. And I'm sure that some of them maybe don't know, but for the most part, I think this is a tactic that is used that keeps us, like, so much energy is spent talking about what happened, we never talk about what they need to do moving forward. So I want to talk about accountability, because if a white person does something racist, the most that you can expect is an apology. We've already talked about the Virginia governor. When a company does something racist, you might get an apology, but you also might just get this thing that they all do, which is a commitment to change. So Gucci said, we are fully committed to increasing diversity. And I believe that the breakdown in solving racism comes in who is making sure that this commitment to change happens.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So,
James.
How do you hold someone with so much privilege accountable for changing over the long term? Which is why I want to pitch to you all, or just Marie, mostly.
Everybody went home.
You don't hate you too, but
not about me.
Come on, Baron.
Oh, hey, Baron's here. Baron's here. Okay. which is why I want to pitch to you my company. The company that I want to pitch to you is called Shakedown. Okay. This is an HR consulting firm to hold white people accountable for being less racist over the long term. Now,
The projector is overheating.
It's overheating.
It knows what's coming.
Is the thing.
The projector is
because it knows.
It's that racial tension in here.
It's getting warm.
You gotta change the filter when there's too much racial tension.
The roof is literally on fire.
Oh, that's scary in here. Continue.
The roof.
Please.
So the HR consulting firm to hold white people accountable, because somebody has to. And the key to Shakedown success is their manpower, their team, our team. But specifically, our team is just the mafia. It's just the mob. Because, and I know some people aren't going to be on board with this, but if you think about it, there needs to be an enforcer on the path to justice. Mm-hmm. And this is a group of people who is vowed to secrecy in their work already. They already have a wide range of influence. White people everywhere fear them, but they aren't going to get punished legally because they too are white. So whether they want to admit it or not, they are white. So you essentially, like, I don't know if you've noticed, but it takes years for the police to put one white man in the mob in jail. Decades, even sometimes. Mm-hmm. So what we have is the perfect group to hold white people accountable for what they've done and incentivize them to never, ever do that shit again. Okay? So I want to talk about what this is going to look like because... Oh, I want to say this. I forgot that.
A great film.
I assume that there's going to be a couple people who are not on board, so I just wanted to say, if you're feeling weird, just think of it like the crew on Armageddon, okay? It's not the heroes that you expected, but they're going to get the job done, okay? Yeah. Some of them might die, but that's on them, okay? So let's talk about what this is going to look like in practice. Because this is about solving issues. Now, let's say that a white person touches your hair in the workplace.
There should not be any emails exchanged. There should be no meetings. There should be no trainings that have to happen. It should be as simple as pushing a button. Okay? And then what happens is that a shakedown representative shows up and slowly and very calmly breaks the finger of the person who cut your hair. If that seems extreme, if that seems extreme, no one will ever do it again. I promise.
And it doesn't seem extreme at all.
Actually. Yeah. And they will not do it again because they physically cannot. So I want you to think of this kind of like when your computer acts up, you call tech support. When your white coworker acts up, you call shakedown. Okay? Hey. That's what I want you to think about it as. Now, the next thing that I want to talk about, one of the things that Shakedown does is that we also assist companies that are predominantly white. There are quotes around the word assist. we assist companies that are predominantly white in their hiring process, okay? Because we know that they're having diversity initiatives. And there are a lot of companies out there that will meet with you and they will give you pointers and trainings and resources that you can do along the way. But Shakedown is the only company that will send somebody to your board meeting unannounced with a baseball bat just to check on how many candidates of color you have, which is also a great reminder of how much you like your needs. So I feel like there are, you know, I feel like this has a lot of room to make a huge difference. I do want to be clear that people of color never actually interact with the mob. And if we're being honest, most white people won't either, because white people know what they're doing. But now there's just a little reminder, a little reminder to stop calling neighborhoods bad and all these little things that they know. And now they'll actually stop. So I do want to address the challenge in this thing. The developers of Shakedown had a hard time with this one. It is true that Shakedown, as we were developing this, the mafia itself is one of the most racist organizations in the world. And it's important to note that they are like right under NFL team owners and Northerners who fly the Confederate flag. And they're right above Southerners who fly the Confederate flag. It's a very racist group of people. And we were aware of that. And we think that we found their weakness. And their weakness is that the mafia is just all about making a profit. And if you look at the history of the mafia over the last 40 or 50 years, they're not doing well. And part of the reason they're not doing well. That's true. That's true. Got some mafia sympathizers. part of the reason why they're not doing well is that all of their previous industries have been undercut in one way or another. So they're looking for a new industry. And if your business is fighting racism in America, that's an endless resource. There's a lot of money for that to be made. Okay, that's on the rise. Money is there for you to be making. And if we're being super honest, like being racist already costs money, right? It costs money in terms of settlements. It costs cities money in terms of police brutality settlements. It costs the NFL money. And all Shakedown is doing is it's just making it even more expensive to be racist. So what this looks like is that when Gucci says we are committed to increasing diversity, because if you don't know, they made a sweater that was just blackface. That's all that it was. Uh-huh. And so Shakedown representatives would go to a store and they would make sure that the Gucci store has none of these sweaters. And if along the way the mafia sells them like a bunch of DVD players that they got to deal with, like, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Okay? And let's not undercut the potential for mafia, for people in the mafia to change their beliefs, because as we've talked about a lot tonight, that's the plot of the movie Green Book. And I assume you're clapping just because literally all of us brought this up. But I also assure you that if you invest in Shakedown, one of the first things we will do is visit the writers of Green Book just to see if an Academy Award bruises. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't leave a bruise. That's all that we want to see. So I hope that you'll invest. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, James, another strong pitch. Another strong pitch. Can I ask how many units you've sold?
At this point in time, all I've done is secure a number of mob families that have said that they will work with me. I just approached them personally. So I have 6 or 7 mob families up and down the East Coast who said that they'd work with me. No units have been sold. You're the first people to see this.
Okay, great. So you've got a group of devil investors.
So who's paying the mafia? I'm sorry, who did you say?
So all of the cost rests on white people who have been racist. So in the case of Gucci, Gucci is buying their DVD players. In the case of somebody at a workplace who touches their hair, if they're being taxed for the lesson that they're being given, you know, I'm not asking questions. You know what I'm saying? So that's where they make their money. People of color never interact with the mob, and this costs them nothing.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the exit strategy? Say this works. Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah.
Then how do you make the mafia not be so mafia-y?
Cool. So I don't feel good about this because I'm going to throw my employees under the bus. But essentially what we've done is we've already loaded up a PR campaign that's just about the rise in white-on-white crime.
Okay.
And I feel like there's going to be a lot of like kind of police initiatives after that. They're going to find a way, and they will take care of it from here because we'll leave it to them.
Do you also have a plan for something I feel like would be inevitable, which is a Batman-style situation where some vigilante is going to feel the need to save white people from whiter people? You know, ones that have, like, white face and, like, have painted a smile on their face.
Right. Yeah. So you're essentially asking what would happen if Batman was a white nationalist.
I mean, I don't have to ask it. There's a lot of movies that already are about that particular, yeah. Answering that particular question.
Yeah, yeah. We don't know how his family made his money.
What would happen if Batman behaved as though, like, his money indicates he already would?
Yeah, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I think that that's a great question. I think that probably what would happen, I mean, it's a great question. I'm going to be honest, I haven't thought about that one. I'll take it to my developers, but my first thought is this. My first thought is that essentially over time, as people are seeing that there's money in this, I think that we will grow. And we will have many people who are fighting this, so I think it'll be difficult. It'll be kind of like a Foot Clan situation, you know?
Ooh.
So if you're into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and then at that point,
Casey
it's like
Jones is the white nationalist vigilante in that.
In this scenario, yes.
And that's Foot Clan spelled with a C, correct?
Yes, definitely.
Definitely. Just so we're clear. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. So I think that that's a great question. I think that we would want to solve that. Ultimately, I wonder if it would be the answer to your first question, that they would take out all of them, and then there'd just be this one weird Batman-like character who's the only racist left, is what I'm hoping.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I missed the beginning because I went to the bathroom not for forever. And and so I missed the beginning. And when I come back, I'm like, okay, this sounds great, but we do realize that all of this activity is illegal.
Oh, yeah.
So,
very. Is it?
So it sounds like your cure for racism is having black people do things that are illegal?
Right. So at the beginning, one of the things that we talked about is that black people never do anything that's illegal. Black people are only hitting a button on this app or they're recording kind of what happened with Shakedown. Shakedown is the HR consulting firm that takes care of all the rest. And if you talk to angry white guys on Reddit, just writing down what happened, that's just free speech, you know? Nobody's gonna... nobody's gonna get angry at you for that. Well, they might, but what we know is that they would. No person of color would be complicit in this.
But I, as the black person,
yeah,
would push said button and makes illegal things happen.
Correct.
And the police then would know that I ordered somebody's fingers to be broken.
Great.
But then if you hit the button again. They go to the police station.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, oh. Yeah. How do we navigate this part?
No, I mean, they'll take care of themselves.
A lot of this is based on the fact that the mafia has a hard time being charged with things.
Yeah.
Has a hard time being tracked.
So sometimes, and then sometimes they go to jail and tell on everybody.
This is true.
Right. So what? That is why this works completely anonymously. There is nothing that could happen in terms of people of color that would be traceable.
One moment,
of course, of course.
The name of this app is fucking Shakedown.
Yes.
That in itself is a fucking illegal activity.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The things that we do are illegal, but you're just hitting a button. You're recording this thing that's happening. And also, what I assume is that the action, once white people are held accountable and they understand that there is punishment for the things that they're doing on a day-to-day basis, also, the crimes are going to go down. So there's going to be a big influx of white-on-white crimes, I'm aware, and I'm sorry to any of you who are, secretly... got some issues. But
racist.
Yeah, that's but as it goes down, because people will learn that they need to behave the ways that they already know how to behave. So part of this belief is that like most white people know what is racist and what is
well it just to that same point, I wonder, is there a better name?
Yeah.
One that's not so tied to illegal activity and one that's more tied into black issues.
Black activity.
Can we call it? Get back. Can we call a reparations? Or like, or, can we call it something that's more attuned to the cause?
I do feel
breakdown.
Like breakdown.
Oh, break it down. Yes, breakdown. Break
I do feel like reparations is gonna ask for some attention.
Okay, so maybe not reparations, but maybe rebate.
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 I was gonna say our thing. Does anybody know what that means?
This little thing of ours. This little thing of ours.
All this thing of ours. Well, no, the mafia used the code Cosa Nostra, which translates to our thing. I watch Goodfellas a lot. I grew up in Vegas. That's what I was going to suggest, but, you know.
I do like our thing.
I like our thing.
I would happily change the name of this.
And let's change
the
logo.
You have no choice.
But what it sounds
like. Oh, y'all not here for the F? Is this an F?
That ain't no F.
No.
I like that it's a little red dot right there.
I believe we're going for a Pan-African flag there. Is that correct?
Mm-mm. No.
No, that's an accident. It's
you know what that is?
No. No.
Don't agree.
No.
Don't suddenly agree.
No.
I didn't.
James is like, actually?
Right.
Yes.
No, that's right. That's a little Tetris piece. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
This was a clever way. This just goes to your concern, so I agree with your concern. This was just a clever way of me having a gun with Italian colors in it.
Oh, wow.
That's the gun emoji pixelated.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
This is how children draw guns.
wow.
So,
okay.
I think that's genius.
Yeah.
No.
But
I still think
our time.
Our time.
Our time is a dating app for old people.
We are reclaiming our thing.
Oh my God,
That's what it is.
It totally is.
Yeah.
Our time.
Well, look, I'm willing to invest, I think.
Yeah, I'll give you $2.
Two Sacagawea
coins.
Are we at that part? Or are we at the part where we decide if we
I think
invest?
We're at that point. And we have not done this the entire show. But you can propose anything to invest, truly anything. It could be mixtapes on the street. It could be
off of Mike's point about how it's going to get traced back to people.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you can go back to the drawing board and think of a Satoshi Nakamoto style level of encryption.
Oh, okay.
Blockchain.
A blockchain level of encryption about how the information gets hidden about who is reporting things. Mm-hmm. Then I might be on board.
Okay.
But also, I also want to see a plan because, you know, most of the time I am a student of history. Mm. Yes. And sometimes when you replace a government with a shadow government, it doesn't necessarily always work out.
Right.
True.
Especially in the case of Shadow Lou. So if you if you got a Balrog, if you got a Vega out there going buck wild, shaking people down, that might be able to get, you know, if people are just kind of out there, you know, doing that thing, it might get sticky.
Yeah.
I think
might get sticky.
Yeah. I think those are fair concerns.
And y'all, I'm sorry. Were you about to say something?
No, I was saying, yeah, go ahead.
Well, y'all as application developers,
yes,
you do realize that at any point along this journey, the mafia is going to start beating the shit out of y'all.
Yeah, that is a thing that, you know, that I have thought about.
And you're prepared to accept those consequences.
I am prepared to accept those consequences.
Okay, so you don't give a damn about your knees.
No, I mean, that's the risk we took here.
As long as we can preserve Vince Carter's knees, I think we can sacrifice as many white knees as we want.
I'll give this anecdote as well. One time I had I live in Los Angeles where we have Armenians. And I had an Armenian Lyft driver who was from Russia that was pretty dark skinned. Uh-huh. And he was telling me about how the skinheads in Russia were going around beating up anyone that was dark skinned until they accidentally beat up the little sister of somebody in the Russian mob.
Oh.
And then literally anyone that was bald lost their kneecaps. Wow. No more hate crimes. So that is a support for this idea.
I appreciate that.
That's the bibliography that I hand to you.
I appreciate
that. Well, on that note, like, look, I think there are a lot of bugs here, but I think there are things that we can work out in development.
Yes.
And I don't know that I'm willing to go in by myself on this idea, but I think with the support of my partners, I'm willing to go in exactly one.
Oh no.
Biological father.
High ass stakes.
Oh wow.
Very high.
That's maybe the only thing that could come after one that would feel valuable. Cool. All right.
That's 13 years of catch.
Yeah.
That's a strong offer, my guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a strong offer.
Yeah, I will.
13 years of catch.
I'll happily accept that. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I don't know if there are any.
Well, if there are counter offers on the
counter
table.
Offers,
look, all offers from this 2/3 of the panel is based on New Negroes getting a season 2. Y'all make sure y'all watch. Basic cable for 8 weeks.
It's a hell of a plug. Cocaine is a hell of a plug.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that is traceable.
that is
just legally speaking, that plug.
Yeah, very much so.
Cool.
James, thank you for that.
I think we're good.
Thank you so much.
Do we have any parting thoughts?
I'm willing to go as far as 50 ham hocks, bucket of fried okra.
Oh.
Wow.
A bucket.
A bucket of fried okra.
A bucket. Wow.
A bucket.
That might be too much.
You don't know how big my bucket is.
I think you might need to. You might need to dial it back a little bit.
No, look. I think there's some. I think this. I think this idea has some legs. Not kneecaps. But legs.
But legs.
All right.
Thanks, one person.
Well, hey, James.
Big anatomy fan right there.
James, look, I think you did a great job, man. I'm really glad you could come out and do what you just did.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Everybody make some noise for James Hamilton. James Hamilton, thank you so much. We really did it. We really did it. We did a whole thing. We flew a ship into the air. There was some turbulence, but the shit landed. The shit landed. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Thank you to your panel, Marie Faustin, currently Baron Vaughn.
Mike Eagle. And make some noise for Luis Ogola out in the hallway. Make some noise for him. Thank you, guys. This has been Dark Tank. Have a good night. Make some noise for Fat Tony also. He's coming up. Fat Tony in the building. Thank you. Yo, he's one of the best rappers I know. Everybody make a lot of noise for Fat Tony. Fat Tony, everyone. Fat Tony in the building. I said make some noise for Fat Tony.
Yeah, I hope people introduce me as that for the rest of the year. That'd be hella funny. What's up, Brooklyn? We're going to do some rap music. You did. Yeah. Yell at him, you do. Yeah, yell at him. Okay, let's get into some music. She loves the shit out of you. Can I get more of the track back here, Teresa? Can we get more of the music louder up here and everywhere else? Way more music than that. Oh, you're great.
Girl, I'm with it, so suburban. Bitch got me burping every time I get the urge. She coming urgently, boy, your girl look like Ursula, made my eyes hurt. All my niggas split the pie up and get a piece. I got polo fleece in my closet, she really deep. I know little B. Oh my God, all you niggas weak. Just stay underneath. Throw the curtain, you bars are a burden to me. I got a shield like Link. Keep it trill, Bun B. Riding dirty, Pimp C. Taylor D on this beat. Taylor Swift on my meat. Bella on in my speaker. Your boyfriend, man, I'm gonna tell him that feature. No!
Never know where you gon' end.
Swerving, I'm really urban. The girl I'm with is so suburban. Bitch got me burping, and every time I get the urge, she coming urgently. Boy, your girl look like Ursula, make my eyes hurt. Oh my God, split the pie up and get a piece. I got polo fleece in my closet, she really thick. I know little B. Oh my God, all you niggas weak. Just stay underneath. So the curtain, you bars are a burden to me. I got a shield like Link. Keep it trill, Bun B. Riding dirty, Pimp C. Taylor D on his beat. Taylor Swift on my meat. Bella on at my speed. Get your boyfriend, man, I'm gonna sell up that feature. No.
Never know where you gon' end up.
Yes.
I ain't finna be pent up.
Yes.
Got a dream, I ain't finna give it up. Got a dream, I ain't finna give it up.
Brooklyn, what's up? Let's do a few more. Teresa, let me get everything louder up here again. Don't give a fuck about the unknown. Run it, baby, are you coming later on the daily? We can smoke it till it's all gone. Fuck it, get another zone. Flip it, maybe we can flip it, break it in the grams. Nah, where the hell the backwoods? Yelling on the ad-libs. Damn, I think I'm Tarzan. Hardly ever home, cause I wanna know who I am. Yeah, you can come, but you gotta lose your friends. My daddy did it to the limit, I'm in spitting image. 10 bitches cute and sweet, wanna watch me like Viceland. I'm hyped, damn, drink a mate, not a molly, but I'm vibing. Beat so cool, I wanna dive in. In your pool, I wanna slide in. Holding my breath forever, mommy, we blend together. 5 p.m. on I-10, patiently awaiting Pad Thai and Heineken. The key, who got a key to the beamer? Zima, who got a key, who got a key?
did what I was told. Never gave a shit about y'all. Never gave a damn about what they said about a nigga if I wasn't dead. Made it, but I made it right. Every crib I'm in, all in the refrigerator, even the ice cream. You so sweet, I licked the icing. Ballin' to the ball and play to you on my team. Been in it since 09. Maybe a little earlier, I lost count. Love it when I don't get the voicemail. Love it when we kiss and you do tell. Love it when you wait on my waistline. Love it when you do wanna FaceTime. Every day the money hit the PayPal. End of the beginning still in it, but I say yeah. Zima. Who got a key? Who got a key to the Vima? The key, who got a key to the beam? Victoria, do you got the key? Marie, do you got the key? Zina, who got a key? Who got a key to the beam?
This song goes out to Brooklyn. Mr. Motherfucking like Esquire. Hold on, pop that I'm on the phone with National Enquirer. And the intern inquired, is she really my girlfriend? Am I album gonna be weird? And how much money have I acquired? Told her I can answer anything she desires. She said we can't be getting freaky or she'll be fired. But I was an artist, sort of like Forrest, and the Forrest that she admired. Told me to meet her in Bed-Stuy on Friday, round 4:45. I could barely get a break in them thighs. Sit me on the cream, R.I.P. left eye. I ain't R. Kelly, but I think if Kelly got that vibe. I push my pride aside, slide aside till she tired. Been in it for so long, I might retire. Wore her like a carnival with articles that I was fine. From there, but I come there when I met a girl in Crown Heights. Right from there, but I come there and I finna walk around at night. Best I read out the shit in Buswick. I'm blowing cushion flat bus, Brooklyn. Hey, Abby and Williamsburg, I know me and my friend get a bunch of nerds, but thanks for letting us stay. I appreciate it to this day. And Danielle and Buswick, you're really on my heart, shit. I wanna get back to gay. I'ma be here till your grave. I'm on the rooftop, barbecuing with Shaka grooving. AKA Tom Cruise, got the paparazzi pursuing. And they wanna see all of our activities. They tryna photograph all of our extremities. In my mind, I'm kind of akin to Socrates. On these bees, I'm sorta like Hercules. Cause I be howling, traveling, holding off the court. Especially when I be off in New York. I ain't from there, but I come there when I met a girl in Crown Heights. I ain't from there, but I come there and I'm finna walk around at night. Best I read out the shit in Buswick. I'm blowing cushion flat bus, Brooklyn! The last couple years I've been living in Los Angeles. Now I'm right here in motherfucking Brooklyn. And what you know about going out, head west, L dot, A dot. Yeah, that's where my head rests. One start that I really need to get my head checked. But yet, all I really needed was a refresh, restart, recharge. I'm waiting to exhale, exhale. Even if I fail, drink a cold ale, cold brew, maybe three or two. Manage little savage, young fool. I'ma be a savage when I'm old too, old too. When I jumped up in it, thought I was no limit. Sentence after sentence, everything I heard condescended. Lot of nose and a maybe half a tone. In his feelings, now I'm riding with no ceilings, and I did it independent.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
out west where I'm in love. Where the days are short and the nights are long. Oh, and I walk, and I trust, and I share, and I fly out there having fun in a warm California sun. Well, I'm going out west, out on the coast. When I come up on your cows, I really need a mouse. Wow, and I walk, and I sweat, and I shimmy, and I fly out there having fun in a warm California sun. Girls are frisky and I'm frisky. A pretty little chick wherever you go. Oh, and I walk, and I sweat, and I shimmy, and I fly out there having fun in a warm California sun. Out there having fun. Used to get lit in the IHOP parking lot. Never seen a man like me, you ain't got a lot. But I got fired, got a boyfriend, a real fool, I can go all night. Don't need Red Bull, she said, boy, you play too much. Nigga like me don't say too much. Goddamn, I think I ate too much. Back in the day, used to weigh too much. Man can't play around, gotta get it right now. Put up on the kid if you know where I stay now. Money in the PayPal, racks in the Venmo. Cats in the crib, got credit for my kinfo. Don't like cat when it's ball like eagle. March on Mustang, I really need Beano. Knowing what the art need two of a bad bitch. Better art than the average, I'm a savage.
If you wanna come and hang, I'm gone. Can I do my thing? If you fuck with the fly, yeah, then you should slide.
Yeah.
Ride down the side with me.
Yeah. See, that's a little bit of music. My name's Fat Tony. I got an album out right now called 10,000 Hours. Got a couple more in this B.I.S. to perform for y'all niggas. If you like it, it's at Fat Tony Rap on Instagram, Twitter, all that shit. Stalker nigga. Let's go. I got it out the mud, yeah. About it, didn't want to stick around it. Got in and got every cent, still spending dollars on it. Things going way better than they did before. Win after win, got me thinking I'm on a roll. Can't slow down, no time soon. I'll keep stacking this little hill till it's a mountain. At night, cried lonely, poor, pitiful eye. But I try, cause I got too much pride to hide.
Tonight, though, we celebrating. Check game early, let's get faded.
Bullet beam, gasoline for us who wanna drink.
My team up next, I ain't even got a flex. Didn't write my wrongs, but I wrote my checks. It is what it is, it ain't what it was. From nothing to something, I got it out the mud.
I got it out the mud, yeah.
I got it out the mud.
And I gotta thank God for my
plug. Thank God for my plug.
Got it out the mud since day one.
I got it out the mud.
Happy
Happy birthday, Selena.
Thank God for my plug.
My team up hotter than Valentina. My wife stronger than Zena. We jamming on Selena. Used to snack on peanuts. Now everything gourmet. Got a room at the Four Seasons for the weekend to play. I work hard, so I play hard. On God, that's no facade. Racks in a Venmo. Put it on a debit card. Like where I stay now. Neighbors ain't too loud. Still drinking Miller because the highlight's my life now.
Tonight, though, we celebrating. Check came early, let's get faded.
Pulling pink gasoline for others who wanna drink.
My team up next, I ain't even got a flex. Didn't write my wrongs, but I wrote my checks. It is what it is, it ain't what it was. From nothing to something, I got it out the mud.
I got it out the mud since day one.
I got it out the mud.
And I gotta thank God for my
blood.
Yeah, I gotta thank God for my blood.
I got it out the mud.
Got in and got about it, didn't wanna stick around it. Got in and got every cent still, spending dollars on it. Things going way better than they did before. Win after win, got me thinking I'm on a roll. Can't slow down, no time soon I'll keep stacking this little hill till it's a mountain. At night crying, only poor pitiful eye. But I try, cause I got too much pride to hide. Tonight though, we celebrating. Check came early, let's get faded. Bullet beam gasoline for roses who wanna drink. My team up next, I ain't even got a flex. Didn't write my wrongs, but I wrote my checks. It is what it is, it ain't what it was. From nothing to something, I got it out the mud. Yeah, I got it out the mud since day one. Yeah, and I gotta thank God for my plug. Yeah, I got it out the mud. I got it out the mud. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, my team up hotter than Valentina. My wife stronger than Zena. We jamming on Selena. Used to snack on peanuts. Now everything gourmet. Got a room at the Four Seasons for the weekend to play. I work hard, so I play hard. On God, that's no facade. Racks in the Venmo. Put it on the debit card. I like where I stay now. Neighbors ain't too loud. Still drinking Miller because the highlight's my life now. Tonight, though, we celebrating. Check came early. Let's get faded. Pulling beam gasoline for roses who wanna drink. My team up next. I ain't even gotta flex. Didn't write my wrongs, but I wrote my checks. It is what it is. It ain't what it was. From nothing to something, I got it out the mud. Thanks a lot, Brooklyn. Good night.
Forever Dog. This has been a production of Forever Dog and the Brain Machine Network. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, Leif Enochson, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.